The president recently released a budget message, maps out the number of his, a number of his priorities for the coming fiscal year, among them fixing the federal hiring process. A previous top Fed at OPM has some advice for the president and the new boss at OPM. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis is right here, right now, live with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Chris and Amy, I think it's safe to say that there are very few people indeed who defend the status quo when it comes to the federal hiring process. And right at the top of that line is OPM's new director, John Berry.
We've got to fix the hiring process, but we at the same time have got to fix our recruitment process so it can be targeted, aggressive, enthusiastic, that we can use every approach that the private sector uses, you know, from job fairs, targeted advertisement, you know, being smart about how we can use some of these new technologies. Wouldn't it be great if a job announcement would fit on the Twitter system?
OPM's Berry testifying last week before the Senate Federal Workforce Subcommittee, seemingly trying to come up with one new idea after another to convince lawmakers of his commitment to improving how the federal government gets and keeps a new generation of feds.
I think it's very admirable that the new director and the president have outlined, the charge to fix and improve the federal hiring process, because you hear a lot of complaints anecdotally, and you hear a lot of complaints specifically about the hiring process, that it takes too long and it's convoluted and confusing.
That's John Salamone, senior consultant with FMP Consulting in Alexandria. Until this January, he had an office on the top floor of the Office of Personnel Management on 18th Street, where he headed up the Federal Chief Human Capital Officer, or CHECO, Council. Salamone says, in general, President Obama and Mr. Berry should first look carefully at the ground plowed already by the previous iteration of the CHECO Council.
A good first start for the new director, for Director Berry, is to look at the work of the previous administration and the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. The former deputy director, Howie Weizmann, ran at the process for OPM, the end-to-end hiring initiative, but it was really driven by two career executives at the Office of Personnel Management, Angela Bailey and Sidney Smith-Heimbrock, who worked in partnership with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council and their staff to map out the hiring process, the five-stage hiring process from, you know, recruiting through onboarding. And I think that's a really good place for the new administration to start. I don't think they need to reinvent the wheel.
In the president's budget message, there is a mandate from the White House to replace the old Bush administration PART, or Program Assessment Rating Tool, with a new means of measuring and improving government performance. I asked Salamone what he would think of how he might improve on PART when it came to human capital management.
There are a number of things that I think could be measured and captured that potentially are not being captured as accurately as they could be. And I think that, you know, relying on the council members to work in collaboration with the OPM director to really find ways to accurately measure the hiring process, I think would be extremely beneficial. How long does it actually take to develop a recruitment action and post a recruitment action? How long do certifications, when HR processes the certifications, how long does it take the managers to go through and select those individuals that they want to either interview and or hire? I think once that the HR professionals in the community can start having those conversations with their colleagues, the hiring managers, then they're going to be able to really drive change at the strategic level for human capital management.
And tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, more from John Salamone on the subject of how the new administration needs to also take a close look at succession planning in agencies and how that will factor into the decisions that they'll make on reforming the federal hiring process.
Wow. And we want to mention that the OPM director is going to be right here. I believe he's going to be live in this studio.
Yes, with our own Mike Causey.
With Mike Causey, right.
Special guest on Your Turn this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. live on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and online anytime at federalnewsradio.com.